Dominique again, good afternoon to us all. The time is now 1:01. And welcome to the Talk on the Block right here on Q. Just by way of announcement, Dominique, as we get things going here, the scheduled program we were supposed to be having at this time with Brother Alex Bruno, that has been pushed back for some later date, citing what went on in Parliament earlier this morning. And so this afternoon, I'm going to give us the opportunity to call in and offer solutions as to our problem that we face in Dominica. I have my type, my kind of solution. But it's not me, it is us. Personally, if you ask me what went on in Parliament this morning, it is totally out of order. This democracy in Dominica, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, it is total hypocrisy. And so I want to start us this afternoon by listening to one of my mentors in the good old 60s and 70s. He did it for the black race in America. That is none other than my brother Malcolm X. We need some Malcolms in here, I can tell you that. One of my mentors in the business, a no-nonsense guy. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. That was his philosophy. My brother Martin Luther King used to sing along. This guy used to swing along. Dominica, take a listen as we start here on this Talk on the Block.
Slavery. And what you and I have to let the man know is we are peaceful people. We are loving people. We love everybody who loves us. But we don't love anybody who doesn't love us. We're nonviolent with people who are nonviolent with us. But we are not nonviolent with anyone who is violent with us. And now that I have the independence of action, it's my intention to work with everybody or against everybody, whatever the case may be, to try and get some kind of immediate solution to the problems that are confronting our people. I still believe the best thing for us to do is go back home to Africa. But while we're getting ready to go back, we've got to eat now, we've got to sleep now, we have to have some clothes now, our children have to go to school, and we need some place to work. So whatever kind of action program can be devised to get us the things that are ours by right, then I'm for that kind of action no matter what the action is. I don't think when a man is being criminally treated that some criminal has the right to tell that man what tactics to use to get the criminal off his back. When a criminal starts misusing me, I am going to use whatever is necessary to get that criminal off my back. And the injustice that has been inflicted upon Negroes in this country by Uncle Sam is criminal. Don't blame a cracker in Georgia for your injustices. The government is responsible for the injustices.
Thank you, Brother Malcolm. He uttered these words many, many moons ago, but they are so very true in our situation in Dominica. That is how I want to start our Talk on the Block this afternoon, as we dissect what went on in Parliament earlier. Gonna spend some time here. I'm just seeing a contingency of men, honorable men, I must add, just stepped in right here. Honorable Lennox Linton is here, the Leader of the Opposition, and the Honorable Hector Spags John. So we're going to spend some time with them this afternoon, to tell us exactly what went down this morning. And I hope, we can come up with a solution to what is happening in our country, Dominica. Let's take a break, Dominica. Let's pay some bills. We'll be right back with the Leader of the Opposition and the Honorable John in just a bit.
Attention, we Forward Freight Masters would like to advise all clients that we continue to have the best prices on small, medium, and large packages. We have drop-off locations in New York, Florida, and the United Kingdom. We have agents in Dominica, Antigua, St. Lucia, and Tortola.
Visit our detailed and friendly website today for more information. www.weforwardfreightmaster.com.
Attention tout le monde, this Friday is Play Cadence Day. Vendredi, c'est journée pour nous jouer cadence. Jouer cadence. Jouer cadence. From the mountaintops to Kachaku, from Bowie to Dallas, let's play it and sing it aloud with the Cicero Farah. Play it in your vehicles, in their offices, banks, salon, homes, bars, stores, barbershops, supermarkets, in the fields, construction sites. Share and play on social media as we show solidarity to Kadas Lipsa Music. Same music anew. Till Friday night, Kadas and Cocktail, the grand finale. Creole Heartbeat in collaboration with the University of the West Indies, TBS Radio, ABS Francais, Go and Global Entertainment, and the Sign Man present. Panel discussion 4 will take place at ABS Francais from 8 o'clock. Panelists include Gilles Lyonnais from the Seychelles, Professor of Political Science, Julien Berriot, Matt Murray, Sobers Esprit, Michael Henderson, Conan Fingers Philip, Derek Rob Peterson, Carlton Winston, moderator Gregory Rabes, special guest Anton Whiteferry Joseph with his mega hit, Calfer P, Lobster, JD, Alicia Shalina Shamika. Partners include Multi Solutions Inc., Digicel, Finefoods Inc., Courts, DDA, DFC, NCCU, MO News, JNM Enterprises, Minimat, Altitude Construction Services, DNO, ACS, Torpedo Water, QFM The Big Station, Dublin Dental Clinic, Rainbow Apartments in Corcoran, St. George's Dental, Atlantic View Hotel, and Val Ferry. Play Cadence Day this Friday. And we jouer Cadence, messieurs, mesdames. C'est musique à nous. Cadence, point la mer. Point la mer.
All right, Dominica, welcome back. You know how that all flies, huh? It's already 10 minutes past one. As I mentioned to you earlier, the Leader of the Opposition, Mr. Lennox Linton, is in with the Honorable Hector John Sparks. Sparks John. Let us go turn to them at this time to basically, Mr. Linton, a number of persons have witnessed this morning what went on. Where and how do you want to start, sir?
I will start by saying good afternoon, Lofty.
Well, brother, I don't know if the afternoon is good, but
and I will start by saying good afternoon to your listeners in Dominica and around the world. What happened this morning was a cold-blooded, kakistocratic abuse of power to serve a petty partisan purpose. I was in the parliament yesterday. I was not present in the parliament while the Prime Minister was making his address. And when he was finished, everybody expected that the settled practice would then take effect, where he would adjourn the House to a later time or date when the Leader of the Opposition would respond to his statement. Instead of doing that, they moved a motion for the suspension of Rule 41.6, which allows for the, and allowed with the suspension of that rule for the Leader of the Opposition to have the same amount of time as the Prime Minister took to deliver his statement, to respond to the statement.
Yeah.
And ministers of government would have 1 hour and everybody else 30 minutes. The reason for that is that under Rule 41.6, the provision is that everybody has 30 minutes to speak on a bill before the parliament. In the case of the budget debate, whatever time the prime minister or minister of finance takes to deliver the budget, the opposition leader has equal time to respond. That has been a settled practice, as far as I know, since we became an independent country. Although some people were suggesting in the House this morning that happened before, I have done the last 6 responses to the budget as of 2020. Before me, there was Hector John. He did the 4 before that, before those 6. So between Hector John and myself, they're the 10 last responses to the budget statement before this one. And in every one of those 10 occasions, after the statement, there is an adjournment for the response to take place at a later time. But yesterday, right after the Prime Minister was finished, the usual practice that the opposition leader should speak. The Prime Minister finished almost close to 2 o'clock, which is past the normal lunchtime for the Parliament anyway, the lunchtime adjournment for the Parliament anyway. But they went ahead, and Ian Douglas was speaking. When Ian Douglas got to about 10 minutes in his presentation, the Prime Minister interrupted him and moved for an adjournment of the House to 10 o'clock this morning. So we come back to the House at 10 o'clock this morning, and he did indicate the House would adjourn, and when Ian comes back, Ian Douglas comes back, he would continue his presentation. So Ian did continue his presentation this morning, and then after Ian Douglas, I rose to make my contribution, at which point the Speaker then intervenes to ask me, ask me to sit down because he has some things to say. He goes on, he says his things, and then he announces, goes through this long hallelujah story that what was available yesterday and for God knows how long before that in terms of the leader of the opposition having equal time to respond was a privilege that was given to me, which I forfeited because I was not in the House. So I looked at him and I said, what is this? And he went on with some sort of convoluted explanations and trying to find logic in nonsense. And he just went on and on and on. And Hector John made an intervention, I myself. And then, there was a motion from Kasani Laville, Senator Kasani Laville, basically rescinding the suspension of the 41.6 rule that was done yesterday to permit the equal time. He moved a motion to rescind that order and then to have a new amendment now, and then to have a new amendment in which the government ministers would have an hour to speak and everybody else, including the leader of the opposition, 30 minutes. So effectively, what was happening was they have agreed that because I was not in the chamber of the House for the presentation of the budget by Skerrit, I offended Skerrit, and therefore I needed to be punished. So they withdrew the 2.5 hour equal time to which every leader of the opposition for God knows how long have been entitled to by privilege or whatever, by settled practice. And we decided, all right, well, if that's the case, then we will just stand in the parliament and see if by standing and protesting that very abusive decision, a ruling of the chair or ruling of the parliament, that we could get them in some way to change their mind and be reasonable. But what I realized is that these members of the government and the parliament, they have zero capacity for fairness. They have zero respect for the truth. And they're strangers to righteousness and justice. Those things don't matter to them. Because all of them there today were, I don't know, they looked as though they were in some kind of celebratory mood. the leader of the opposition has been deprived of equal time to respond to the prime minister. That's a big, it's a big victory for them, you know. Why is it a big victory for you? You placed your budget proposals on the table of the Commonwealth of Dominica for 2021, 2022. Our system of democracy, our system of parliamentary governance provides that this statement must be responded to. We have a settled practice that we observe that you're prepared to abandon just because you want to punish somebody for not sitting in the chamber while your leader was presenting the statement. I just find that that is totally crazy. So when we stood, the House was adjourned, suspended for a few minutes. Then the Speaker came back and then started reading rule where he can, if people are refusing to do obey his command, he can call the sergeant at arms and so on. And we stood our ground, and then they called the sergeant at arms and brought in a whole set of police officers, including the chief of police.
And deputy.
They locked the gate of the parliament. The police came in, locked the gate of the parliament, on whose instruction I don't know. So we were like imprisoned in the parliament while the police officers came to brutalize us because we were standing our ground on a matter that concerned us in the sitting of the House. Very disturbing. Very disturbing. I have heard, and I verily believe, a senior police officer in the parliament this morning said words to the effect that should we touch one of them inside there, they would just kill us. They would just kill us. They, the police, would just kill us. This is the Parliament of Dominica, you know.
And you're serious about that?
No. The senior police officer said to his colleague, if we in the Parliament members touch one of the police officers inside there, they would just kill us. And the question arises, what were they doing there? Who asked them to come? You had a whole contingent of police, men in gabardine, came to the parliament to brutalize elected members of the House of the Parliament.
Mr. Dura.
Hector, just before you go, let me just tell the listening public as well, those of you who cannot see, we have the rest of the team, the opposition team who were in parliament this morning. We have Teacher Ernie, just say hi to them, to the listeners out there.
Good afternoon, Dominica. Good afternoon to the members of the Casper's constituency, all the people out there. Good afternoon. Pleasant listening. We were in prison this morning.
Danny.
Yes, good afternoon, Lofty. Today is a day of shame and disgrace in the Parliament of Dominica, where the rule of law has taken flight from the Parliament of Dominica. And if we do not stand now, we will never be able to stand again. And for this cause, I stand.
Thank you, Danny. Teacher Sika,
yes,
here
Lofty.
As well.
Yes, good afternoon, and good afternoon to Dominica and to the people of the La Plaine constituency. I know you all were waiting to hear Teacher Sika present in Parliament. But let me tell you that I'm telling the whole of Dominica that I was never afraid, even when the whole contingent of police officers came, because I knew that we're standing for justice. And if we do not stand for justice and democracy in Dominica, we're going to fail. So for this, we, as with all my other colleagues here, I stand.
Last but by no means least, for sure, Senator Annette Sanford. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Dominica, and good afternoon to the people of the Salibia constituency. I know you two have been waiting to hear my presentation today, but with what has been going on in Parliament, I just couldn't agree with it. And if we didn't stand up today, then we would just have to continue dealing with that on a day-to-day basis. So we decided to stand together and stick together, and we kept our word, and we did just that.
All right, thank you very much. Hector, you were on the floor, as it were.
Yes, thank you, Lofty. Let me just say good afternoon to the people of Salisbury Coalition Monrachet. I know they were waiting for me to make my presentation. Did not know that I'm back on island. I came back, and I was in quarantine. I just left quarantine last night. and I made my way to Parliament. Lofty, and I'm happy that I made my way to Parliament to make my contribution. But what transpired, as I said this morning, I am a proud elected member of Parliament from Salisbury, but I was very, very disappointed to be in Parliament this morning, what I saw happening. And as the person that I am, I'm very stubborn by democracy and the rule of law. And what transpired, when I saw happening this morning, I had to stand. But when I stood, when I heard, but Lofty, we have to put something into perspective. The Prime Minister of Dominica, Roosevelt Skerry, this morning came to the House, ordered the Speaker of the House and the Senator Cassany Laville to do his dirty bidding. He came to the House, we saw him, and he spoke to Laville and the Speaker, and he left. And Cassany stood up to move a motion to reduce the time of the Speaker, of the Leader of the Opposition. Mm-hmm. And the Speaker in his presentation spoke about two points that he emphasized on was privileged and settled practice. And I brought that back to him. Settled practice in the House. After the budget presentation by the Prime Minister, the House is adjourned, and the Prime Minister, the Leader of the Opposition, may be given about 20 hours to come back the following day at the 10 a.m. to make his presentation. That's what we know, Lofty. Yesterday, I was in quarantine. I had my laptop following it. I saw, after the presentation, Ian stood up and spoke. But yesterday had two budget presentations, one from the president and one from the prime minister. I don't know what the prime minister, maybe the president overshadowed the prime minister and maybe he was mad. Mm-hmm. Up to 2 o'clock, he was speaking, and then you allow Ian to speak. At that time, we adjourn parliament or people go for lunch. That's the settled practice.
Yeah, that's the settled practice.
And you're telling me no, because Mr. Linton was in parliament. He made his presentation read the obituary and congratulatory messages when he spoke about Patrick John and the late Curtis Augustus, sympathies to his family again, and also the congratulating Mr. Philip Jepier, of St. Lucia. And then he was president of parliament. Mm-hmm. Several members of parliament come to parliament, they sit and they leave. Everybody know they came to parliament. Why all of a sudden? Because Mr. Linton was not there for the presentation of the prime minister, who has not been there for six of his presentation and four of mine. I maybe say one or twice of mine. And you want to tell him, because of that, the Speaker of the House want to use his authority to tell us that the leader of the opposition should speak for 30 minutes for not sitting and listen to the rubbish and repetitious nonsense of the prime minister.
Hector, I just about in a bit. I know you're a man, you're cool in social media. Since yesterday afternoon about 3 o'clock thereabout, I got a message on my phone. Yeah. And exactly what played out there today in parliament.
Yeah.
I got that message alluding to that fact.
Yeah.
So you can see that's what had played out today. There was a story that was cooked up long time. And if you look at the text, the wording, the tone of that message, that long drafted me, which I still have on my phone, you can see some kind of crony of the Labour Party that came up with that kind of, I am saying now, story.
Yeah.
To deprive the leader of the opposition equal time.
But let me just close up and then I just want to bring in what really transpired wrong. Mr. Linton made mention of it. But the physical handling of the elected members of parliament on our side. Lofty, I have to let the public know that I was beaten by the sergeants of arms. In the parliament. And another officer called Jean-Pierre or Jean-Louis, I know him well from Massac, handled me. Lofty, the law or the procedure or the process, if they call the sergeant of arm to take you out, he has to take you out or whatnot. If he want assistance now, he'll call for assistance from the outside. Mm-hmm. Lofty, they had over 20 police officers in the house before that transpired. And police officers rushed the commissioner of police, the deputy commissioner of police was in the house. They were right there. And Delvin John Lewis Blanc, better known as Blanc, he is the sergeant of arms, handled me and beat me inside of the House of Parliament. I want the people of Salisbury to know that I was beaten by Delvin journalists, better known as Blanc, who live on the Grand Saban in Salisbury. I was beaten in Parliament. When I go to Parliament to represent your best interests, I just came back yesterday, and I was beaten in Parliament by Delvin journalists, better known as Blanc.
What I was saying, Lofty, when I came in this morning, I never expected any barricades. Because, I mean, yesterday, fine. But today, I was surprised. But that message that you're talking about, I heard about it. And I'm saying what happened in Parliament today, it was planned. Mm-hmm. It was planned. Because I believe the message, the budget address of the Prime Minister, I believe it contained a lot of untruths. And the government side, they are not... They do not want to hear the truth. They are afraid of the truth. And so that was their strategy, not to hear the truth, is to block the leader of the opposition. You understand? Because he is going to bring all, open the eyes of Dominicans. Because in his budget address, he is telling everybody, giving everybody a beautiful picture of what is happening on the ground in Dominica. And we all know it's not true. We all know we have poverty. Extreme poverty in Dominica. We still have people living under tarpaulins. We still have people with tarpaulins for their doors. We still have a lot of people without jobs. People are begging. People are crying on the ground. And the Prime Minister is coming in cabinet with a budget address that paints such a beautiful picture. They know the leader of the opposition. All of us, we are going to disclose the truth that is happening on the ground. Hence the reason for blocking the... Because the Prime Minister has never been in Parliament to listen to the leader of the opposition. Leader of the opposition is a child? Is he a child? You want to treat him like a child? That is nonsense. And I want all the people of Dominica to know that what happened in Parliament, they could have heard one of us dead. They could have, one or all of us dead, because they locked up the gates, all gates locked up, and we are inside. And all the people, all the police officers, they just reached inside. For what? I don't understand what's going on. This parliament, things have to change, and we have to stand up.
That's an ambush.
As another woman, Lofty, when they shifted the police camera, they just pushed the table. Yeah. So I shifted on the other side, and it ran outside. You know, because the kind of thing, there's going to be trouble. You know, that's what I'm hearing. So I'm sitting on there and I said, see that? The women, us, the men can protect themselves, but us ladies, we are newcomers, right? The police is there to protect the rest. These are the perfect people to protect them, right? And we are the ones who are left exposed. Our family could have heard that we had died today in Parliament. Yeah. And this is what we have to put out to the Dominican public, that our lives were at risk in the Parliament today. Because if you lock the gate, if we have to run, Lofty, where do we run to? And the police officers are surrounding the area, and not little police officers, Lofty, the top guns, the top cops are already there, surrounding the thing, and they just rushed into the area. But I will tell Dominicans, you all have to stand. And if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. And this is the time to stand because our democracy is at stake.
In the same fashion that I was kidnapped in Mont Daniel, you had the same squad, the squad who are supposed to be quote-unquote policemen. I was physically assaulted. People of Rosenhof. I was physically assaulted in the House of Parliament where I have the right to speak. That right is being taken away from me. It's been taken away from my leader of the opposition and every member of the opposition. And if we do not stand now, we will never have the opportunity to stand. I am telling you, I'm going to my lawyer because the Sergeant of Arms has the authority to escort me out. It wasn't the Sergeant of Arms who physically assaulted me, the same way that they did in Mont Daniel, physically assaulted me and dragged me out of the parliament where I have the right to speak. What was happening was a great aberration where they think that we are kids, little children in a kindergarten, and they must just ride roughshod over the laws and the rules of parliament, and we must just take it. I decided we decided that we all going to stand today. And it doesn't matter what it takes. If people think it's looking ugly, I don't mind looking ugly, because we're not in a democracy anymore. So to look pretty, I don't really care about that.
Lofty, I told my colleagues today as I stood, I was ready to go to jail. You understand? Because sometimes we have to be strong, especially when we're standing up for justice and we're standing up for the people. And at the highest office in Dominica, the Parliament of Dominica, we see that happening. And I just think that the people of Dominica really need to rise up, because it's not going to get better. And unless we, the people, demand for better, it's not going to happen. And this team here today, I must say that I'm very proud to have stood up with them. And I'm very disappointed in my colleagues on the other side, especially the women who sat there and they were laughing like it was some kind of joke. You know, when it comes to democracy, I think we have not been taking it very seriously. Especially those on the other side, they see it, you know, just as a mere joke of not letting the opposition speak. But it goes beyond that. This is our freedom of speech, our opportunity to talk and to let the people that, yes, the people who elected us hear what we have to say. And this is being taken away from us. And therefore, I call on every Dominican who are listening, whether you are here, whether you are abroad, to stand with us and really, when we make the call, you know, for change, let's rally together and let's unite and let's work for democracy and let's work for justice in Dominica.
We want to show Dominicans this document, Lofty. This document, this is the estimates for 2021, 2022. The Prime Minister came and he had a long story which not matching the numbers inside here. And we have proof. We have proof, Lofty, that what he says, most of what he said.
400 and something pages.
We got it on Wednesday. They gave it to us late. So think, but we are smart people, you know? So we have proof in here that the pronouncements that he made is not in here. And we are the ones to talk to the public.
We have proof in here of the existence of two treasuries.
Yes.
Yes.
Two treasuries. One that has a lot of money and one that is struggling to run the affairs of Dominica. And we have numbers. And I was going to show in the parliament today how the numbers from those 400 pages of the estimate confirm the amount of money we have outside. I don't know which birdie whispered anything to them. Maybe that's what they're afraid of. But tonight on the Workers' Voice program, I will present what they didn't want to hear in Parliament. And next week, Tuesday night, this team is going to have our Parliament in Lagos.
All right.
So tonight, 8 o'clock on this Q95, the Nation Station, I will present what the government did not want the people of Dominica to hear. So let the people out there spread the word, because we're going to do a social media live as well from 8 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
And on Tuesday night after the August Monday holiday, we're going to convene our people's parliament session in Lagos.
All right. Yes.
Yes. Quickly, as I just added, Mr. Linton. A lot of people that I'm saying, what is the opposition doing? No, it's what are you going to do? We are doing our part. We were in parliament. They kicked us out. We stood up. We didn't present. A lot of us, we all prepared to come to parliament to present. They doesn't present parliament like us. 7 of us and about 26. 20 something, yeah, but 26 of them. In this hall, in the parliament. And they cannot present like us. Lofty, I am calling on Dominicans. What happened in Parliament today should be the last, have to be the last, must be the last. I am calling on us to do the right thing by Dominica. It is time to take back our country.
Yeah. Thank you, Hector, and the team here.
Let me give you a joke. Yeah, you want to hear this one? A couple of years ago, 2019-2020, they set a budget of 117 million dollars for grants, external grants. Okay? They came back at the end of the year, 2019-2020, and said that they didn't meet that. They only got $21 million from external grants.
Yeah.
In this year's, in this document there, you know those grants reach? $175 million. So at the close of the year, they only saw $21 million in grants. But 1 year after the close of the year, they're reporting that they had in that year $175 million, which means they spent $153 million from external sources in 2019-2020. They spent it, but they didn't know this. They had it and spent it, but didn't know they had it and spent it until 1 year later. That's what we have it said.
Mm-hmm.
So Lofty, tonight... We're going to be here.
All right. Well, the lines are going, and Mr. Linton and your team. I know you have your supporters out there. They may just want to say something to you. What I will do...
They want to talk to me?
We'll take about 10 minutes with you guys. I have some ads to run. I'll take about 10 minutes to run those ads in full. Yes. Caller, good afternoon. Be kind of succinct, please. We have 10 minutes to take some calls. Yes.
Lofty, I just want to say I support the move by the opposition, and I have been in Parliament myself, and I have experience in Parliament. The Sergeant at Arms can come to you if you're named, and he can negotiate with you to get out. And if you are probably resisting or being unorderly, then you may seek help from the police within the parliamentary compound. The police who are not assigned to parliament have no right in parliament, right? And if you do something in parliament, they can't arrest you in parliament. It's when you get off from the precinct, from the parliamentary control precinct, then they... The offside police can arrest you, but the police who are assigned to Parliament is under the direction of the Sergeant at Arms, and they have the responsibility to for order and discipline in the Parliament. The other thing I I find, which is very petty and scurrilly garbage of the Prime Minister, is the fact that a little petty thing like that of time, you are preventing the opposition leader to respond to your budget. What are you afraid about saying? Anybody can speak, and so forth. The only person we had the privilege, I remember, in history to have put out a budget was Elkin Henry, that I know of in history. And I think he had made a statement that we had a speaker who is a stormer, and he said, we hope we don't get a speaker who cannot see nor hear. And the speaker took offense and ordered him out of the house. And I remember when you read the thing, he says, when they come, the sergeant came to speak with him, he said, don't touch me, I'll walk out. And he walked on. I think Brian Allen at that time was his lawyer. And so, but all of this show that we are seeing there, I mean, it's so heartbreaking that we are in this kind of situation with this government. I think Dominican people must stand up now for
question.
Country. Labor rights, freedom rights, stand up for country, because we cannot take this thing any longer.
Senator Boston, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
In your years in the parliament, do you recall any occasion on which the House was not adjourned following the presentation of the budget statement by the Minister of Finance?
The House always adjourned soon after the Prime Minister's presentation, he suspended the rules to give day to the various times and so forth, and the House adjourned. I have seen the House adjourn sometime, and we come back in a week's time. So give the opposition leaders enough time. Sometimes the Prime Minister may decide, okay, a day or two after we come back. I've seen that. Members in the opposition walk out while the budget is going on and come back on into the Parliament, and they will never punish about that and so forth. It's only when the only punishment there was no live coverage of the Parliament and they were staying out, then their action was taken because they were out continuously. But after that, people came to Parliament, they disagreed, they go out, they come back in, and so on. And people have always left the Parliament while it's in session, left, they go out and come back, get something, come back. It's a normal thing of the Parliament. So I had the opportunity myself in Parliament to act as Speaker in the Parliament. And I remember that the Speaker of the House at the time, Alex Boyd-Knight, she went to use the washroom. And as soon as she had pre on the floor, she came in. I didn't even realize she was in the door. Please, for your little bit, she came in. And as soon as she sat down, I must say, even when I saw her, I said, Montier, because I was expecting her right. I saw her going to the toilet, and she had pre-vote. She came back. And then she said, Honourable Member, you're going on the wrong side. So people said, Madam Speaker, the House going so well. Senator Boston there conducting thing. You can't just spoil it and so forth. So you have to give members the way in Parliament at some time. Once they're not abusing the rule and so forth. All right. I think this government is a joke.
Thank you. Let's take a few more. This line. Caller, yes.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
And ladies.
Hi,
Lulu. Hi, ladies. My ladies and my gentlemen.
You forget your ladies.
When all you calling them people, them rogues that sitting down there, gentlemen, it sickens me. Then you calling them ladies. They're not ladies. If they were ladies, they would act like ladies. They are not ladies. Because everything the Miscarriage say, everything J.I. say, for all you that be greening like monkeys inside the place. Nah, all you not ladies. Think. If they're educated people that put on their thinking camp and think. What am I laughing at? But Mr. Linton and Mr. Danny and everybody there, we will be standing up. And you know I'm always standing up. Everything it have, you know, I am there. And I will be standing up when I have to stand up.
All right,
so, Mr. Danny, why didn't the man touch your bag? You should take it dumb bag and lash him in his face.
All right, Blue. Let's not exhibit that time. Yes, caller. Yes.
Good afternoon to you, Lofty, and the rest
Good
of the
afternoon.
People in the back, Mr. Leonard Clinton and others.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon,
My first
sir.
Question: why locking the gate with padlock? Why? This never happened before. Why there was a military team present? Why they wanted to kill everyone if they touch one in Parliament? But let them know if they touch one of us in Parliament, they touch all of us on the outside. They're just thinking about themselves. They have extended family also. We have extended family. These things are supposed to stop immediately in my country. This country does not belong to the military wing of Mr. Wishbell Skerrit and sit down in Parliament and do what they want to do and say what they want to say and give the opposition less time than the Prime Minister. This nonsense. And do not go back in this people's Parliament. Stay away from Parliament. Let them run the country on their own. Stay away from these people. Thank you.
Dominica, I know it's hot. We'll take about 4 more minutes of calls and ask the team here to wind up. This call, yes, caller, be very brief, please.
Yes, Lofty, good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
Lofty. Mm-hmm. Good afternoon to my brother Spags and to the beautiful ladies in the house and to the honorable leader of the opposition. Lofty, one question I want to ask on behalf of the very anxious people of Marigot. We want to ask our parliament, and they assigned me to do that. So I'm dutifully obeying. Our pal rep, Lennox Linton, my brother, did they touch you, my brother? That is all we want to know. We've heard Spag's report, and you've taken a note of it. We've heard Danny's report, and you've taken a note of it. Just please tell the people of Marigot, your constituents, if at all they handled you, boss. We want to know, please, we are begging you.
Let me just talk to us, my brother. Let me be very honest. Let me be very honest. There was a police officer approaching me. I told him, be very careful. Do not touch me. I am not moving from where I'm standing. And he obliged. But I want to repeat, since you're on the phone, I want to repeat the concern I have that a senior police officer said on the compound of the parliament today, if we inside touch one of them there who was named, they will just kill us.
The most senior police officer in Dominica.
All right, let's take a few more. Overseas line.
One of them there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Lofty, this is Thompson.
Oh, hi, Thompson.
Hey, bro. The man in exile.
Hey, bro, what's up?
Yeah, guys, I am listening. I can tell you my blood is boiling, you know. But let me just say, I applaud the stance that you all took today, standing for right. I see nothing that you did which amounted to basically the House of Assembly being besieged by no less than the police commissioner. The threat that was made against your person, a threat to kill you, should not be taken lightly. I believe these officers should be taken up on charges or lawsuits. And quite frankly, what we are seeing there, and in fact, you know, I was so incensed, I sent an email to my good friend Joseph Isaac. And I told him, I said, Joseph, you are fanning the flames of political violence in the country. I am ashamed of you. I am disturbed at the kind of person that you have become. And you are taking Dominica down a path that will lead to regret. I sent him this note, and I hope he received it. Yeah. You know, but I want to urge you guys to stand strong. I believe the people of Dominica are seeing that this government needs to go. And I think it's time we start talking very seriously about regime change. We have to set Dominica on a path to good governance. We have to set Dominica on a path that will allow the people of Dominica to really forge a path of, you know, a better path than we are heading on. And now is the time for us to plan and strategize on the best way, come the next election, to get rid of this government. I think Dominicans have had enough, and the people of Dominica are seeing, and I hope the people who came to put this illegal act again to vote, the people who came by the plane loads, I hope that they are boiling in the shame tonight at what they have imposed upon the country of Dominica. It's a shame, it's an embarrassment, and clearly we can do better. I applaud you guys. Stand firm, stand strong, and the people of Dominica is with you.
Thank you.
Thank you, bro. Stay blessed, my brother.
Thank you.
All right, let's try and take a few more here. Scholar?
Yes, good afternoon to all on the panel.
Yes, good afternoon.
To your listeners.
Good afternoon.
I have two questions I'd like answered, please. I'd like to find out whether there is any requirement under the supreme law or constitution for the leader of the opposition to be present, or under the parliamentary rules for the leader of the opposition to be present when the Minister for Finance is presenting his budget presentation. That's number one. Number two.
So the answer to question number one is no.
Right. I'd like to find out from you, Mr. Linton, in all the years that you have been opposition leader and you have made presentations in rebuttal to the budget, has the Prime Minister ever given you, or the Minister of Finance for that matter, ever given you the privilege of his presence while you are making those presentations?
I don't recall the Prime Minister being in Parliament. He may have been there briefly for a few minutes in one or two of the presentations, but he typically has not listened to, he has not been in the chamber while I've been presenting.
Because my recollection is that every single time that you are making a budgetary presentation,
he's not in the House. Right.
He's absent on that day. Yeah. And also when certain things are being voted upon, certain critical things are being voted upon in the House, he's also absent.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, caller. Let's take at least two or three more, and we got to bring it to a wrap. Caller, yes.
Yes, my people, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Gentlemen and gentle, I just cannot understand that, because I thought it wasn't in Dominica. I was listening to that news on the radio right now. But what I did, I went to my porch and let everybody in the area know something is happening and they want to shoot my people in Parliament. And I scream and I talk about it. But people, let me tell you, I'm not too well nowadays. I have a little complaint. But when we ready, lago. Anyway, I'm there. Thank you.
All right, thank
too
you.
Too much talking.
Thank you. Caller?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Mr. Linton. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Well, I'm okay. Well, they'll have to shoot all of us, because long time I know they want to shoot. They're ready to kill. Before the election, they wanted to kill. So they'll have to shoot all of us.
All right, one more call, and we're going to ask the team here to wind up, yeah? Let me give the overseas line that opportunity. Caller.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, my people.
Oh, that's Susanna. Yes, catch your voice.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I am vexed. I am blue vexed. But Spags, you good to Spags? Oh, my goodness. Let me tell all you something. All you know what? They're playing wicked. They're playing bold. They're playing strong. But they are cowards. That's what they are, cowards, because they cannot stand to bear the type of contribution that all you make, especially for the opposition leader. They know he's going to overshadow the nonsense that Kerridge spoke yesterday, and they cannot stand it. Little by little, they are getting weaker. They cannot stand all this. So they will do every little thing that they can to distract all you. But be strong. God is in control. We are with all you. You see, I am in New York. My arms grow so long this afternoon. My, if all you feel any weight around all your neck, is my arms. That's hobby. All of all you. Love you all.
I love you too.
Be strong.
I love you too.
With passes, Jikata.
Take care, my
dear. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gents, your final thought here.
I will go first, Lofty. Mm-hmm. I just want to tell Dominicans this is serious. We have to take hold of our country. Where we are going right now is not the right path, the path we are going now. We cannot go with the flow all the time. We have to create the flow. And I am one of them that believe in creating that flow. And I just want to call on Dominicans to stand up. It is now is the time to take back our country. And the people of South, we call it Bistri and Monrachet. We have to stand together. I know I'm getting phone calls about Delvin being touching me and handling me in Parliament. He beating me in Parliament. Delvin, John Lewis, better known as Blum, beating me in Parliament. I know that you all are anxious for to get back in the village. I'll be in the village very soon, and we have to deal with that. I'm not allowing Delvin to come to Salisbury to beat me and live like that. No, not under my watch. I'm serious about it. Thank you.
Okay, Lofty, I want to thank you for the opportunity so yes. Dominicans will know what is going on. Mm-hmm. I know the people of the Casper's constituency were expecting to hear me in Parliament, hear my contribution, debunking the lies that are going around. But unfortunately, what happened today, I don't know. Something has to be done. Justice has to reign in Dominica. And I'm calling on the people of Dominica, along with the people of the Casper's constituency, to stand up. Stand up for justice, because it is getting worse. The more you hear today, one of us could have died. Just shoot them. Just shoot one of them. Just kill one of them. He didn't say shoot. He said just kill one of them. As long as these words are beginning to come out, you know these people are out for something. And so we have to be careful, but we have to stand up. And I'm calling on people to stand up and let us prevent those things from happening. And it can only be prevented when you stand up and take a break, take a stand for your country.
Thank you. Thank you, Teacher Renee.
Yes,
Jessica.
I too want to echo all the sentiments. We will do our presentation. The Dominican public will hear what we have to say, because as you people would have heard, when we make our position in Parliament, everybody knows where we're coming from. And Lofty, we've taken, for the small time, the short space of time that we've been in Parliament, we've been abused verbally. You heard they tell Annette that she's drunk if she drinks, and they call us names, and they jeer at us.
And
you know,
they
this
laugh.
Yes, and they laugh. And this is what has been going on. And we sit there, Lofty, and we take it. You know, we continuously take it. And then more we take is more they give. So bullies, you know what we do with bullies? Mm-hmm. We meet bullies head on. Mm-hmm. And this is what we've done today. I am so proud of my team. I am so proud to be associated with this team that I will not sit and allow things to happen. Because if we allow, we have to make the way for the next generation to come. When they look at us, they say, yes, these people were the people who stood for us to make life better for us and for Dominica.
Thank you. Thank you, Teacher Sika. Sanford.
People of Dominica, this is really serious business, and we cannot let it continue. We have to do something about it. And so, like my colleagues say, with my presentation, I will find some way to really say to the public so that you all will get the opportunity to listen and hear. But what I see in this parliament is unacceptable, and going forward, I don't think we should continue to tolerate that kind of behavior, given some, you know, senior members of parliament endorsing those kinds of behaviors. I know we are only small in numbers, but I think that they are afraid of us. That is why they are trying to do. That is why they are trying to do what they're doing now. We are all powerful people, and when we speak the truth to power. And that is what Dominican wants, and that's what we will give to them. And we will continue to represent them to the best of our ability. We will take the parliament to the communities, because the parliament in Roseau is not working for us, the one at the parliament house right now.
I agree. Thank you, Annette.
Okay. Danny. What I will say to the people of Roseau North and the people of Dominica, there is an escalation. Thompson Fountain is in South Sudan. He can't come home. Edison James was brought before the courts, arrested. Yes. Hector John, just name them, senators, yeah, and all the opposition representatives. We are being arrested one by one. This is my third occasion that they're targeting me. Why? Mm. Because I speak truth to power without wavering. And when the time comes to stand, Danny Luge won't sit. So, to those of you who are thinking it's just ordinary time, it is not ordinary times. If right in the precincts of parliament, we heard of guns in the parliament, that was stifled. Right now, the man who made the accusation is sitting now as Speaker of the House. Today, they're trying to silence us. People of Dominica, what are you waiting for? You're asking us, what are we doing? What more you want us to do? We are standing up. Yes. You must stand side by side with us. So when we call you out on Tuesday, and when we go out to the districts, it is with purpose that we must stand. We must resolve in our mind that we must remove this government, this obstruction, this criminal enterprise. And if we don't do it now, I don't know when we will do it.
Thank you, Danny. The time is slowly but surely slipping away. Mr. Linton.
The Speaker of the House was with the Prime Minister, I understand, at the weekend in some location in Rosa South constituency, going from bar to bar and leaving money at the bars, giving people a good time and so on. The Speaker of the House and the Prime Minister are the ones who are the main actors in the atrocity that took place today. The Prime Minister actually instructed his team to do the dirty work and then turned his back because he knows that it is disgraceful. He doesn't want to be associated with it while it is going on. Right. It is for them to do, not for him. And you know the sad thing about it? All of them were happily there doing his dirty bidding while he was so ashamed of it, he was not in the house while it was being done. So tonight, what is it that they're afraid of? The people of Dominica will hear from 8 o'clock tonight, right here on Q95 and on our social media platforms. And on Tuesday night, our People's Parliament, where the members of our team will present to the people of Dominica what they had prepared to say in response to the budget, in the budget debate. That will be in Lago on Tuesday night coming.
Thank you.
God bless you, my
brother. And your team, thank you very much. Bye-bye. Right on the money in terms of time. Dominic, I can't take any more calls. I have time to play at least one or two in terms of advertisement, and we gotta go in just a bit.
But if they could, they would say something like this. I like Linhas Vebbe Pladu. I want to tell my father, my family brought me to Linhas after I die. And the way Linhas took care of my body with respect and dignity, my jamais avec at West Pesala Lemote Vivant. Linhas Funeral Home, 30 years of experience, professional, reliable, and compassionate service. With a 24-hour emergency service, so long, Monumo, Pakite Aye Bazoudiw, KF4. 449-1800, 2757564, 449-2100, or the emergency number 2778-1800. That time is for you to breathe and grieve. Linus is not willing that any should die. But Bobot, Zandra, you must go. So when you go with the best chaperone, Linus, you know at home. Mama Tutu Famdi, si se pa Linus, I gavi ni hale pie yo.
Our numbers are 449-1800, 449-2100, 2757564 and 2760400. Call Linhurst Funeral Home today.
Auto Trade Limited is your number one choice.
All right, Dominica. All right, Dominica, yes, you know,
Let me just do this and then we'll be out of here in just a bit.
Rest in this radio program and not necessarily those of Q95 FM Radio. Q95 FM Radio will not accept any responsibility or liability for the statements made during the course of this program.
All right, Dominica, I gotta go. I know all the telephone lines are going, but I can't take any more calls. That is it for us here on this Talk on the Block. Till we meet in Radio Land, the Digital Hour is up next. I'm signing out now, Dominica. Bye-bye now. I love you. They may be called off beat, but the public will have a treat. But it's like for so much excitement in Frederick Street. So she was Mary.